The precarious situation that some Australians are finding themselves in overseas has been brought home this morning, with reports around 30 people are stranded at San Francisco Airport. The passengers are on a flight back to Sydney, which was cancelled at the last minute. It left some of them fearing it could be months before they can return home. Barbara Miller reports.
Celia Mortlock was looking forward to a quiet Christmas back home in Sydney.
Just a small family gathering at my folks' place. Just wanted to spend as much time with them as possible.
But those plans were thrown into turmoil overnight. A commercial flight she was booked on out of San Francisco was cancelled at the last minute.
We sat on the tarmac for about 3 hours while the flight crew kind of explained that there was a problem with the plane. And then after 3 hours, we were told that the plane would not be taking off and that we had to depart the plane, essentially. There were around 35, 40 of us in the terminal at about 1 a.m, kind of left to grapple with the situation that there was not another flight that we could get on.
I mean, were there distressing scenes there? Were people quite agitated?
Definitely. The mood was very tense last night as people kind of realised the reality of the situation, that it's going to be very, very difficult to get all of us on a flight back to Australia this side of the year.
Celia Mortlock, who works in advertising in New York, says the quota system and prices mean booking another flight is almost impossible.
There are no flights because all the quotas are so small and everything's booked up, and any flights that there are, which is very, very slim, like $8,000 and up. Business class is like $16,000 or something like that. The numbers are just out of price completely.
AM spoke to another passenger on the cancelled United 863 flight, Sonia Kovacevic, who has now managed to secure a seat on tonight's flight to Sydney.
A lot of persistence, and honestly, I think it was just like a random blessing. I don't know how it happened. I've been on the phone to United for the past like 6 hours speaking to various people. It wasn't showing that any other seats were appearing. The lady that I was speaking to after like 2 hours was like, just if you go to the airport now, they can reissue your ticket.
Sonia Kovacevic says she's been told the reason United can't just rebook all passengers on that flight is because of the quotas on international arrivals to Australia. But she argues the passengers on the cancelled flight are already accounted for.
They have seats. Like when we were on the flight, there was only about 40 people literally on the entire flight. So they have seats and they are willing to take us. They just need approval from the Department of Infrastructure. And I hope that's the right department. That's what DFAT told me.
It's a confusing situation on the ground with the passengers left to fight their own case. Celia Mortlock has just managed to get on a different flight.
So the latest is United have booked me on a flight for Tuesday back to Sydney, which is amazing news.
And that means, of course, you will be home for Christmas.
Yes, exactly. Out of quarantine a few days later, but still home for Christmas.
United Airlines has confirmed Flight 863 was cancelled because of a mechanical issue. In a statement to AM, the airline said, "We are in contact with relevant government authorities and have applied for an exemption to Australia's capacity restrictions to assist these customers with their journey home."
Barbara Miller reporting, and AM has contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs for comment.